be able to exist to facilitate, to create opportunities for people to get involved in the arts, and beyond that, to create opportunities for people to be involved in society in a general way, whether that's an organisation programming specifically for older people, whether that's creating an opportunity for older people to do something for themselves. So all of those things are there, the social side of it, as well as the creativity side of it, because a lot of people would have grown up without any formal, without any art education within their mainstream schooling. And so it's an opportunity for people later in life to get involved in that, for all sorts of reasons.
I mean, you talk about when you start to pick older apart, what does it mean?
It's really interesting. In the EU, legally, they say that it's really when you're about 55.
Yeah.
In Ireland, it's largely to do with when you get your bus pass when you're around 60, 65. Sometimes legally, it can be as low as 40. And the one that I really like is it's anybody who's 10 years older than you are yourself. And well, that does really nice things, because that just opens up the fact that, you know,
it's relative.
Being older is relative. Mm. Everybody, if they're lucky, will get to be older.
Yeah.
And what's that going to be like?
Yeah.
And also, it's a mind thing. It's there's a great quote from a guy called Satchel Paige who said, "What age would you be if you didn't know what age you are?"
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's all sorts of different reasons. I mean, what we find with Bealton and the research, the academic side of working in older people in arts, points out things like, you know, if you're involved in the arts, if you're engaged, you will use less medication. You're vibrant, you're alive, you're engaged with something, you're active, and that's irrelevant of what, to some extent, it's irrelevant of what your body's actually doing.
You
know, your body will age, your muscles will start to creak a bit, and that will happen. But a lot of it is really about your spirit, and your spirit at the age of 80 can be exactly as vibrant as your spirit at the age of 30.
I mean, that's interesting now. So, I mean, there is actually sort of a social spin-off in a sense.
Yeah, and there's we've done over the last 2 years very deliberately to say, look, these are people who are active and vibrant and doing things, and anywhere between 65 and I think the oldest person is around 80. People like Eamon Morrissey or Joanna Banks. Joanna Banks is a dance tutor, runs a dance school, is still performing 50 years after she first started performing. So it's the stereotypes don't necessarily apply.
And I'm talking with somebody now for whom the stereotypes certainly don't apply. Valerie, you, having recently just retired, are now involved with putting on a dance production. Tell me how that all got started.
Well, around a year last April, I was finishing work at Miriam, and my niece brought home a leaflet about this free dance class for over 50s in the Macushla. It's called the Macushla, but it's in the dance house in Foley Street. So I decided I'd go and investigate.
And what had you ever done much dancing before?
Not really, no, not since I was a kid, I suppose. I didn't even like the picture on the outside. There were four women kind of dancing together. I didn't like the look of it. So anyway, I took myself in. And I went upstairs, and the class had started. And my intention was just to observe, but not a bit of me. Nobody else was observing, so I just sat down and participated. And they were doing exercises from the chairs. And it seemed to me there were more older people, because it's over 50s, but it seemed more people in their 70s, perhaps. What really was nice about it was that the teacher is very lively, she's very open to welcoming everybody. So everybody feels included. And I suppose it's kind of a cross-section of people. It's meant to be for people from the area, but there are those of us from roundabout who come into it and enjoy it, and we're all made feel welcome.
And had you been worried about retiring, you know, when you were before retiring?
No, I wasn't worried about it, but I was aware of the absence of the work contacts, just the social dimension, because I live alone, and I know that I need that contact, and this really kind of fell into my lap rather more than that I went out to look for it, because my niece, who is also a dance facilitator in the west of Ireland, she said she thought she would find the leaflet in the bin. Wait. So it's interesting now. She came up to Dublin in the past couple of days, and we were talking about it, and she's been involved in dance for a long time, so they've stopped laughing at me.
And now, you know, you've gone beyond that. You're putting on a performance, aren't you?
Yeah, Rianach is doing I think it's about an hour long in the project in May during the Bealtaine Festival. And at present, we're six of the older people are working with five or six younger people who are dancers or choreographers. And there's a lovely atmosphere. There's a really nice atmosphere among everybody. And Rena, our teacher, is very, very creative. So she gets a lot of... she's getting us to participate in the show.
Mm.
And that actually makes it more real, in a sense,